have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question, and I get to it in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, we are heard Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time around the world. So different time zone. If you need to run around, you can podcast, but you can also listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. Excuse me. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always get me there. Well, build me up now. It used to get me there. Build me up. And today is Monday, which means it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. So listen, I have a brand new biblical question. We dealt with last week, biblical question, a little bit at the end of the meeting on Sunday, fellowship. Are you a follower, or a leader? And the reality is that you should be neither a follower nor a leader. Don't be either one, and then you can't help. You have no other choice but to follow the truth, follow God. But if you have an identity, you are this or that, then you're not going to follow God. We touched on it after the stream closed yesterday. So, but I have a brand, you can podcast that. Oh, you can't because it wasn't on. It was after the meeting was over, right, Nick?
The part you're talking about? Yeah. Correct. That was after the cameras were off.
Oh, okay.
But you can still podcast church.
You should not be either one, a follower or a leader, because those are false identities. What you should do, and when you do that, you will just follow God. Really. You follow the truth without even thinking about it. Brand new biblical question. What's the difference between a believer or a non-believer? What's the difference between a believer or a non-believer? All right? So don't be either one of the follower or a leader, because it will just give you another false identity. Because if you're a follower, now you got to try to lead. If you're a leader, you got to try to follow, so you're a mess. Oh, a mess. So, it's Female Monday. And this morning, I have in studio with me one of the Bond members, fellowship members, one of the ladies of Bond. Mimi is here. Hey, Mimi.
Good morning, Jesse. Yes, I am here.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not, actually. I can't say that I am.
Everybody around the world been wondering what you look like.
And now they can see, yeah. Those that have eyes.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
What do you think about this idea, don't be a follower or a leader?
You know, you posed the question after fellowship, and my answer was I didn't know. Right. I know that I have at times in my life attempted to lead. As a woman, it becomes a big old mess. And so it's not necessarily the most natural thing. And so you have to kind of overcompensate. But doing the work has kind of brought me back into alignment. So I'm happy about that.
What have you, and Mimi is one of the probably most talked about women in the media, one of them. And she and I, last Sunday, not yesterday Sunday, but prior, she was talking about how she, somehow or another, we got in a discussion of trusting women. And she said, I don't trust women, something like that. And I asked why, and when she was telling me, I'm like, oh, hold that. And we're talking about it on the air. Because that was known when I was growing up, women didn't trust women and men didn't trust women. And so now women are in leadership roles and all kinds of things. But first I want to ask Mimi, what have you realized about yourself since attending the Bond meetings?
Quite a bit. I mean, if I was to think of one thing off the top, right, to skim off the top, it would be how much of a thrill seeker I had become, the highs and the lows. But also that there is evil in me. It is not me, but it lives in me, and it made a home in me. It's very angry. It is very angry, and it likes to be in control. So it's really important that we continue to surrender, that we continue to do the silent prayer to stay present, and just understand that God is with us and He is fighting the battle.
To me, it's mind-blowing that we all can live a whole life not recognizing that evil is driving us. I don't know. We don't even know it or see it as evil. We just think it's us.
Oh, yeah. We think it's what guides us. We think it's what keeps us safe. We think it's what's keeping us smart and in the right rooms and making the right decisions. So,
what a mess.
It's hard to let go of, Jesse.
And why is it so hard to let go of?
Because we identify it as ourselves. We talked about it yesterday in fellowship. Yep. It's very skin to skin. It almost feels like one thing, one person.
Yeah.
That person being me.
It's amazing how it clings to you.
Oh, yes.
It become one with you.
Yes, skin.
And it doesn't want to let go.
Oh, no. It goes crazy when you try to let go. It goes wild. So
you found the Bond meeting by just walking in one day, right? Is that right?
I did. I was looking. I found you on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
You had was sitting down with a celebrity, Amber Rose.
Oh.
And I'm not sure how much I can say on the air, but I mean, you said it on the air. You had referenced to her as a slut.
She was a slut.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe what I was watching. But what I also realized was that you had used that term with her, but you didn't do it to hurt her.
No.
And that was the first time I had ever heard that word used, but no violence behind it. There's always a kind of like this connotation or an undertone of violence when you're calling someone a slut.
Yeah.
Like just really going to hurt someone. You want to punch them in the gut. And you didn't do that. So it caused me to kind of watch and go, what is this man doing?
That what was is this on fallenstate.tv.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And so I looked at Bond, the organization, and I was kind of struggling with my son. And so I came in here with all of my self-righteousness, thinking that I was coming to help my son kind of glean some, because it's an organization for men. So I thought I was coming in and there was going to be men sitting around. There was going to be kind of like an overseer making sure that they, you know, didn't fall off a wagon. And I thought that, not that my son has any problems with wagons or right. anything like that, but I just thought that I was going to kind of be... I was going to kind of interject myself and see what's going on. Like, what do men need to know? Yeah. So that was, I was kind of covertly coming to be in place of another man, my son. So.
And instead you found what?
I found God. I found the truth. I won't say yeah. I found God. I knew God. God is always with us. But I found a corner of the world where the truth was being revealed. And that was, it was more so kind of an operation of teach a man how to fish instead of handing yeah. him all of these little fun things that feel good. But actually how to go into yourself and really kind of unveil the truth.
You also thought that you were going to hear a choir singing.
Jesse, I honestly wanted to say, if I'm going to burn in hell, I'm running out the door right now. No, I was looking for a pulpit. I was looking for a choir. Listen, the Black Church is about praise and worship,
that's
Mr.
Sure.
Peterson. And so I
sure.
came for my praise and worship and left with a lot more.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
That's right.
Yes, yes, that is exactly what I thought. And I was waiting for it. I waited the whole service. I thought it was coming at some point.
I've noticed that you have changed a lot, though, since that first day of walking in.
Oh, yes. I was a ball of emotion.
Yeah.
I cried a lot. I definitely cried a whole lot. And I had a lot of questions. Not that I don't have those questions now, but... I think that there is kind of a different kind of seeking that causes me to go within
yeah.
instead of constantly looking outside of myself.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not that yoga, Zen, nothing wrong with, you know, being central and focused and on yourself. But it's not that kind of wayward exercise. It
yeah.
really is just a communication with truth. It's a connection with God. So
right on.
Yeah.
And you and I last Sunday, not yesterday Sunday, but 2 weeks ago, somehow I know you were talking about women and that you don't trust them. I don't
yeah.
know how that conversation
yeah,
got
I don't,
started.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that for me, I've just never been a quote unquote girl's girl. I've always had really great girlfriends. I've, been in the midst of it, but I'm just not really all of that. I guess we could use the word trusting, in the sense of kind of opening yourself up and connecting with women. I think that women get together and, ooh, all kinds of stuff happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens with one woman by herself, so I can only imagine, you know. And you know, it's interesting because some of the, and this is not an attack on women, but I think that some of the activities of women are just kind of messy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole shopping until you drop and just consuming things, very expensive things, depending on which woman you are. A lot of the gossip that happens, a lot of people's secrets get out because of women.
Yeah.
I'm not exempt from those things because I am still a woman continuing to work on myself. So again, that's why I say it's not an attack on women. But there is kind of a cloak, over the eyes of a lot of women, that causes them to see not who they are naturally.
It was, when I was growing up, it was said by women and it was known by women and men that a woman can't be trusted, that they gossip, even when we would date. And we would finally bring the girl home to meet the parents. They would automatically check out to see if, leave that guy alone.
Oh, yeah.
She can't be trusted.
Oh, yeah.
That's a mean guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
They stopped saying that after a while. Why is that?
Because women wanted their power. Women wanted their piece of the pie.
Yeah.
I think that we are just always, nowadays, we tend to consume everything we want, which is why we have all kinds of things going on. People claiming that being overweight is a good thing, or just a consumption of things. And for myself, and Jesse, thank you for this, I've been able to kind of make sure that I'm always looking at myself first.
Right.
But, you know... I myself have had issues in my life where enough has not been enough, so I've had to reel
what
that
a mess.
Thank you, Jesse. That was great. That was a great truth to come to. So,
right on.
Yeah.
So did you forgive your mother?
I did, but Jesse, it was difficult. My mom passed away when I was a little girl.
Right.
So trying to make that connection, I think I'm still constantly asking myself, have I truly forgiven her? Not that I want to continually go around the Ferris wheel, because believe me, I want to be done with that. But I think that there was, my mom was a force. She was a force. She was actually probably the first person that told me not to trust women. And she showed me, that especially if you give women some power, whether it's your friend, your whoever, be careful because they almost might own you.
Yeah.
They'll be able to pull your strings, that's for sure. I'm not sure. I want to be sure. But again, it's a challenge for me because she's passed away.
And so when you say you keep asking yourself, who is asking yourself?
I know that it's the not me. I kind of know the answer to that. But I'll be honest, as soon as you said that, I said, it just feels like I have it. It just feels like I haven't.
What is that feeling?
I think the feeling is that there's still something there, that there's still something left.
So what did it feel like, though?
That is the greatest question. I mean, it just feels like something is occupying space.
Describe the feeling.
Jesse Lee Peterson. That is a great question. And, there really isn't an answer to that. And even to follow up with that, what part is being felt? I don't even know where the feeling is happening. I don't know, Jesse.
So how do you know there's a feeling then?
That's interesting. Maybe, possibly, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say maybe it's because the thought told me that there's a feeling.
Absolutely.
Wow. That is pretty intense. But, it's funny because I will say I almost want to push back on that and say, but I feel it. What are you talking about, Jesse? But then you go back into the loop and you go, well, where are you feeling it? And what does it feel like?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty intense. We can get back to why I came.
Why don't you just stop, period, relating to thoughts and feelings at all? why not just see them, be aware of what's going on inside and have no relationship, no communication? Why don't you separate yourself from those thoughts and feelings?
I think it's because I'm still working on not being a doer. I think that for me, I feel like I'm always having to do something.
What do you mean?
Just there's something to do. So when you just look at the thought, I am always thinking, well, what's next? What do I do with it?
But who are thinking that, though?
Oh, man, Jesse. Okay. I mean, yes, that is not me.
So why not? Why do you call it you or relate to or even think anymore that it is you?
Because going back to what we discussed before, the skin to skin, yeah. It almost feels like, you know, you want to rip my skin off like Hannibal Lecter, you know? Yeah. You want me to walk around skinless.
Are you afraid to live and just be aware, you know, like, of what's happening inside of you? You know how you move your body, right now you move your hands, and you know you're moving your hands, you're kind of aware of it, but you're not like all into it, I move my hand. Are you afraid to live that way with just knowing something is taking place inside of you, but doing nothing about it, just carefully being aware of it?
Well, I think that I think that's why I continue to show up at fellowship. I think that's why I continue to engage what's going on, you know. So can I? Yes, I really want to get there. I think that's why I'm constantly asking myself, have I forgiven my mother yet? You know, I'm not ever that one kind of person that always wants something that's not mine.
Yeah.
So I don't have that problem. But when people talk about not forgiving their mom and they're still alive, I'm always kind of like, ooh, you don't understand the really valuable opportunity that you have.
I'm telling you.
For those that don't have her,
yeah.
It really is just really freeing. It allows you to not even have to question whether or not you really did it or not.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I want to go back to this, and then I want to ask you more about women. You know how you move your body, but you don't think about moving your body, right?
No.
When your hands are moving here or there, or you're walking or whatever, you don't think, wow, I'm moving my body. My body's moving right now. You don't think about that, right?
No.
But you kind of know that your hands are moving, body's moving, right?
Yes.
Why don't you live that way with just kind of knowing something is happening inside of you and do nothing about it?
I guess that's one way to put it. I think that's why I'm always the one asking a bunch of questions, because I'm trying to get here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't even have to come back now. That's the answer. I'm just kidding. I'll be back. But no, I think that's kind of what I've been kind of trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I think that's some, you know, it's to the point. Women are always trying to figure something out.
I know. What a mess.
We are always trying to figure it out, trying to get to the bottom of everything.
Were women create? What do you think about women giving leadership roles now, like government and schools and police departments, city councils? They allow women giving women roles in every place now. What do you think about that? Leadership roles.
We talked about this on fellowship yesterday, and you know, for some reason, it kind of shed a light on just what the picture truly is. And I think the part of it that really kind of resonated with me was there somebody had posed a question to you, about why don't we fight? If we don't fight, everything is just going to go by the wayside. We're allowing things to happen. And it really was about, you know, how do we get things back in order? Well, we have to recognize that things are not in order. We are not following the order of God, regardless of how it feels,
right.
You know, regardless of what people want, their ulterior motives to be powerful and things like that. I mean, we're just naturally not, I mean, we're naturally designed to follow that order, but we're just not, you know, and I think that there is, there's no precursor. Nobody is saying like, no, this is not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I think the, you know, one of the things that's really important to kind of see again for myself is that you don't really know what you're doing when you first get what you want.
Yeah.
And then you look back and you go, oh my goodness.
I would know.
I would know, since hence my trip to Georgia.
Oh God.
Yeah, you really want, yeah, you get it. You think everything is going to be great, and then you see the undoing of things that really were good. And I obviously continued to work on myself in Georgia, but a lot of the things that I had kind of made some momentum with, I kind of had to hold off on that because I had been given what I really thought I wanted.
Yeah.
And then it started to undo some things. So,
are you over the trip to Georgia now? Is it like done with?
It's done. It's done. I don't know. There's something strange about me. I tend to leave my heart in little places. You know, DC has my heart. It's my favorite city in the country. Been there quite a few times, but I feel like I left a little piece of my heart in Georgia as well. I much respect to Georgians, people of Georgia. I enjoyed my time there. It's a very beautiful state.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
What did you think about Charlie Kirk assassination? And were you aware of him before that happened?
What did I think about it? I was saddened by it. Here comes the emotions, the feelings. I was disappointed. I was disappointed in our country and our ability to have and uphold this space that we have where we are allowed to disagree and yeah. to not be so bothered that it ends in violence. Had I heard from him, had I heard about him before, you better believe it.
Yeah.
I was always interested in any of the videos or clips or coverage of Charlie Kirk's debates. I was very impressed by them. He was a great debater. He truly was. And if anyone was leaning on the side of truth, it was him. He did, unfortunately, as we can see, the result of the violence, he did agitate. I'm not even sure if he was an agitator. If by accident some of the things that he would say would become very agitating.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know a lot. I didn't watch him a lot, but I know about him. I met him.
You were
before,
missing out on some good stuff.
But I don't think he was trying to agitate.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. But you also know that if you poke a bear and he decides to be agitated, you know, all hell may break loose.
Yeah.
So.
What's your opinion? I don't know if I ever asked you this before. What's your opinion of people getting angry at you because they just disagree and they get so mad they want to kill you? They attack you, they want to kill you and all that. What do you think about that? Over words.
I think it's crazy. But, you know, it's funny because, again, I think that we've touched on it on Fellowship. That Fellowship last night, I mean, yesterday, I say it last night because I just watched it again last night. It was powerful.
Yeah.
And we talked about it in Fellowship. We really do have to pay attention to the war that's going on within us.
Yeah.
Because just somebody can get mad and they want to be violent, but those that believe their thoughts, they're one step away from being Jeffrey Dahmer themselves.
Yes.
You know, you really have to watch these thoughts.
Yeah.
They're dangerous. They are. I don't believe it's right. I think that in America, we don't do that. That's not how we conduct ourselves.
Interesting. I'll respond to that when I come back.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to take a quick break, and I got a couple sound bites I want to play for you and get your reaction to.
Okay, this is fun, Jesse.
888-775-3773. Quick break, back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report, the guy with the good hair, he white. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. It's not even on loan. It's a gift. Flying high. You flew this past Friday, right, Nick? Your plane?
Yeah.
I saw a little bit of that. Amazing.
So you survived?
I did.
Nice.
I had my, in case we dropped from the air, I had my parachute on. But the American Anchor Baby at 11, from 11 to 1. And don't forget to support us by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND. And last but not least, 800-411-2663. And you can check out the fellowship, if you were not there yesterday, by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Mimi is here, and the whole world been wanting to see Mimi.
Ah, and here I am.
You're doing really good for Have you done radio before?
I have never done radio, Jesse.
This is your first time?
It is.
What the?
I know. Who would have thunk?
I know. you say, and I heard this a lot, that, oh, I knew my chair felt low. So watch this thing up there to make sure I'm even. You say that about this assassination, I believe, on Charlotte.
Yes.
Right? You said this should not be happening in America, something like that. What did you just say?
Yes. No, it really shouldn't. I mean, I think that.
And why not?
Because we are a place of ideas. We are of what you believe in. You know, you being able to have your corner of the world here. You know, you think about kind of what we allow under the protection of free speech. We allow a lot, you know, in this country. Yeah. You know, there are other countries that don't allow you to say anything, especially not publicly. And so for it to be, it would be different. No, it really wouldn't be different, but let's just travel down a road. What if he was spouting, you know, hatred, and, you know, violence. we would accept that more than what we have. That's what feels very tragic, is that there was never any violence. He was actually saying, don't abort the man's baby in the womb. It's not your choice. It's not your right to do that. That child is a human being, and you don't get to decide for that child. You know, he talks about, you know, just kind of owning your, he talked about owning your life. And if you are going to go to college, just be careful of what you are allowing yourself to be indoctrinated by. I mean, he just was actually trying to equip people with living better lives.
Right on. What, the brand new biblical question, then I have a soundbite for you here. What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Well, as soon as I heard that, I thought, you know, the traditional Christian sense, a believer is someone that believes in Jesus Christ. He saved us from our sins. We're cloaked in his blood, and now we are saved and sanctified. We are changed. We went from old to new, brand new.
Oh, God.
And those non-believers are those heathens and those sinners. but good thing I know differently. I think that it's really not about believing or non-believing. It really is a knowing God. I think that he wants us to know him. I think that he puts things in us so that we can know him, and it's innate and it's natural, and it's, we don't have to go. Now, the Bible is a good book.
Yeah.
It's a really good book. But we don't necessarily have to refer to it at all times, because the truth lives inside of us. So thank you, Jesse. You are not God or Jesus, but you have, as a conduit, you are allowing people to at least consider the truth, and to know that it's within them, and to continue to look inside to get to it.
Right on.
Yeah.
And did, by chance, did you hear, and we talked about this yesterday at the fellowship as well, did you hear Charlie Kirk? What's his name?
Charlie Kirk.
Kirk. Did you hear his wife's speech?
You know, I hadn't heard it until it became an issue at fellowship. So
right.
I did hear some of the sound bites. It's been chopped and screwed a lot since she's given it. So
right.
I know exactly what you mean now by powerful. When you use the word powerful, when you use the word emotional, someone in fellowship had mentioned that it felt rehearsed, and I didn't really understand that because I hadn't watched it. So I should have kind of taken a step back. You know, us women, we want to speak on things we know nothing about. and so from what I've seen now, I understand how contrived it felt. It felt some, not that it, well, yeah, it there was a, there was an attempt to be powerful, and you can see it. You could see it in the speech.
Why do people call an emotional speech a powerful speech when it was just an emotional speech?
Because aren't we all, isn't that what most of us are trying to kind of achieve, is power? There's nothing wrong with power. Yeah. Doesn't everybody want power? And then you also talk, I mean, we also know that, you know, I was taught that you're supposed to have agency over yourself, you know, and that's just, you know, fancy speak for power. You know, you want to have agency. You want to have, you know, your right. You know, you want to be in control of yourself.
Yeah.
So I think she was, well, I don't know what she was doing, so I will
right.
not speak on it. But, you know, there is, it. One would think that, you know, after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, that there was a loss of power, that there was a group that felt powerless. I even spoke on it in fellowship. Like,
yeah.
We got to fight. We got to fight, you know, to, you know, and fighting to get back that, you know, power. They don't win. And, you know, all of those things. So, yeah, I get it.
I want to play. Do we have, you had that 1 minute ready, Nick?
I do.
I have 1 minute here of his, Kurt, Charlie's wife speaking on the death of her husband. Watch this.
And I love knowing that one of his mottos was never surrender. So I want to tell you that we'll never surrender. We never will. Ever. Ever. Our campus tour this fall will continue. There will be even more tours in the years to come. America Fest here in Phoenix this December will go on. It will be greater than ever. The radio and podcast show that he was so proud of will go on. And in a world filled with chaos, doubt, and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever. And his wisdom will endure. My favorite too, but my husband's favorite word in the English language was earn. He would call all of you to be people of action who earn the future America deserves. So to all of the young people who felt inspired by my husband's faith and hard work, all of you already know what Charlie would want you to do. You know. If you're in high school or if you're in college, go find your local Turning Point USA chapter. Join it. Stay involved. He wants you to make a difference. And you can. You can.
What do you think?
Whoa. Yeah. It is definitely drawing you into somewhere.
Yeah.
Just by what I see, good words, but I don't know that they were hers. And that's the issue, is that... There's a phone. I'm going to tread lightly. I'm going to be respectful of what is happening, the times that is here. Considering the stress and the grief that she is under. Those are not her words.
So if she's under stress and grief, and she might be, I'm not saying she's not. Why would she make a speech like that at a time like this?
Because someone has decided that it was necessary.
I don't know
that she is the someone. So there's the thing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Could you tell that she was inserting, it sounded like. She was inserting herself into a leadership role there, like she wanted to become the next leader. I could be wrong, but it looked like she was doing that.
Well, if she was, you could tell that it wouldn't be natural for her.
Right.
Excuse me. I think you've had many a pastor on this church. I mean, on this church. Church on this, the show and on the Fallen State. And one of the first questions you always ask them is, did they go to school for it or not?
Right.
And so, if she was to take on this leadership role, it would look like she got a degree in it. She would look like she went to school for it. And this is not in a personal attack on the widow of Charlie Kirk.
Right.
This is more so kind of a looking at what is going on. So
later she said she got to make sure it gets bigger than ever.
Yeah. I mean, we want to hear that. You know, especially those people that miss him. You know, I said this in fellowship yesterday as well. You know, when someone passes, someone that we're connected to, even in the illusion of our mind, because we're watching videos of this person, we feel the loss within us. You know, I'm thinking to myself, how many more debates am I no longer going to see because he's not here?
Right.
So here I am thinking about myself when this man has lost his life. And so... I think that's what people wanted to hear, is that it's going to get bigger.
When people are fighting in the world, they're fighting one another. I mean, who are they fighting? And what are they fighting for?
Honestly, if we're talking, because there's many fights. So if we're right. talking about this particular fight,
yeah.
I think that there is an illusion that we're fighting evil. I think we are with our super capes and superhero hats on. We think we're fighting evil.
Have you seen the bloody shirt?
No, no. See, Jesse, here's the thing. I'm not very, I've never seen a scary movie from start to finish. I don't watch those things. There's two things I don't do is it is scary movies and roller coasters. I don't do either one of those. I have no desire to experience either one. So when there is that kind of stuff involved, I am not interested. I don't want to see it.
I haven't seen it, but I'm sure either.
No, thanks.
But my the anchor baby told me about it. Can we see you that?
Oh,
anchor?
Goodness.
Sorry, what?
Okay.
Did you write? This is MLK, but I... No?
I don't have an image like that, and if so I did, I don't think I would show
Who wrote that to me?
I wrote that to you. I was saying that this is like the Martin Luther King bloody shirt story, and everybody's trying to get Charlie's blood on their hands.
Oh, I see.
Right. Okay. Yep, that sounds about
amazing.
Right.
Amazing. Nice. So I want to play this from Fox News. By the way, that soundbite with his wife was from Fox News. This Fox News, I want to play this soundbite and get your reaction to it.
Okay.
OutKick founder Clay Travis and OutKick host Riley Gaines react to Erica Kirst's powerful speech 48 hours after her husband, Charlie Kirst, was assassinated. This is from Hannity. This is on Hannity. Here's Riley Gaines' first reaction.
You have no idea what you have unleashed. The moments will play Erica's full remarks. First, joining us now with reaction to Erica's powerful tribute to her husband, OutKick founder Clay Travis, OutKick host Riley Gaines. But that speech tonight, wow, I don't think I've seen anything that powerful in all the time I've been doing this. Riley Gaines.
No, I haven't either. Behind every strong man is a strong woman. I listened to that speech as a Turning Point employee. I listened to it as Charlie's friend. I listened to it as Erica's friend. But really, Sean, I listened to that speech as a wife. You have to remember, this is 48 hours after losing her husband, the love of her life, the man that she has watched grow and develop personally. Listening to her talk about her three-year-old daughter, Gigi, who is the most beautiful little girl, having to answer the question of where's daddy now? You know, where's dad as she comes home? To which I think she responded beautifully. And she says, look, he's on a work trip with Jesus. I mean, Sean, that broke me.
And you say?
Ooh, yeah. So it's, you know, I'm trying to be really respectful, Jesse. you know, these are different times. You know, she just lost her husband. But I will say, just all of that exchange, it feels like we're leaning towards delusion.
Yes.
And so it's very dangerous. Delusion is dangerous. It rears its ugly head.
Yeah.
You know, I think we are, you know, I think Charlie Kirk's message was about the truth. And we need to get back to the truth. That's one of the things that I'm sure he would have loved. I mean, I get it. Like, you know, he picked his wife for a reason. I don't, this was not the reason in terms of how she would carry this out. I don't think that they had anticipated any of this. But it is not, yeah. Again, I'm just going to reserve my commentary.
I thought that, his movement was mostly with men.
Yes.
And so even though a lot of women were involved.
Yes.
And, are you telling me that there's not one man out there that can take over and keep it going? It's going to take a female to take charge of it? That doesn't make sense to me. And there was a lot of guys that were working closely with Charlie. Not one of them could carry it on?
You know, that's interesting that you say that because I didn't even think about that. And it's because we have been kind of conditioned that women are just as capable as men, you know, and so we don't want to discount or degrade, you know, whatever direction that they have chosen. But I'm wondering who made that choice. That's interesting because that is evil.
And here's Clay Travis' reaction on Sean Hannity's show as well.
Clay, I'm dying to get your reaction to this. We've been doing this a long time, and to see such a powerful speech, which, again, I just think people need to see it, again
emotional.
And again.
Yes. It wasn't
because we can all take something from this. This is a rallying cry of a widow, but a rallying cry for a nation as well. Your reaction.
She was incredible. And the question number one that I think a lot of people are asking is, what now? What's next? And she answered it. And she answered it eloquently and with grace and also with fire, which is a hard combination to deliver. And there are so many people. I'm on a college campus right now, Sean. The number of young men and young women reacting to this that are more energized than ever. I think the work that Charlie Kirk is going to do, thanks to his wife, Erica, and everybody who is working so hard to speak out now, is going to be more powerful than it ever has been before.
Amazing.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny, his statements, it's going to be more powerful than it has before. That is not necessary.
Right.
You know, the truth needs no help. It needs no introduction. It needs no speeches. The truth is the truth.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I really enjoyed about watching Charlie Kirk is that, you know, his debate style was impressive, but it was also because of the fact that he leaned on the truth.
Yeah.
He didn't have to yell. He didn't have to shout. He didn't have to embarrass. He didn't have to, you know, kind of incite. He just leaned on the truth, you know, and he asked people to think for themselves.
Are you surprised that the way the men are responding? Oh, that was such a powerful speech.
Am I surprised, Jesse? Should we be surprised there is a feminization of men?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what place on this country's earth that you go to. There is a feminization of men. You know, every man is, you know, kind of, you know, they walk a little lighter now, you know, and it's interesting because women, what they don't understand. I was in a grocery store just the other day, and I think it has both effects. Yeah, they become more feminized, but they then also start treating women differently.
Yeah.
You know, there is a less graciousness to women because everyone is just this no gender. Everyone's just there's no male and female anymore. Everyone's just what they are. They're just a person. And so there isn't that kind of kind exchange anymore. Like, you know, the guy walking by me was just not even considering. I didn't need him to stop or anything like that, but just to consider like, oh yeah, I'm going to be really nice to this person because she's actually a lady, a female. Yeah. And it's just not like that anymore. It's just, it's kind of, you know, so.
You know, I mentioned yesterday between the difference between a emotional speech and a powerful speech.
Yeah.
A powerful speech is the speech that Christ gave during the Sermon on the Mount.
Definitely.
That was a powerful speech.
Absolutely.
An emotional speech, which this woman gave, that is not a powerful speech. It's an emotional speech. But I realize people caught up with their emotions. Those who are for Charlie caught up with their emotions.
Yeah.
And they call that powerful. Because
sure.
They're feeling emotions with it. And then those who didn't like Charlie, they wouldn't see it as a powerful speech.
For sure.
They would hate it. But it's crazy that in our fallen state, we would call an emotional speech a powerful speech. That's mind-blowing to me.
It is, but it shows the times that we're in.
Yeah.
You know, we like our emotions, Jesse. We like to feel something.
I know.
We want to feel it.
That's the problem. we're running out of time. Last word.
Continue to work on yourself. I can only speak for me. You know, there is evil in me. There is evil in us, and we've got to see the truth.
I really appreciate you coming in.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Jesse.
You handled yourself really well for the first time.
That means a lot coming from you.
Thank you. Mimi is here.
Oh, baby. Yay.
I got to take a break. Hate news is coming now, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment.
Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans.
Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Some serious mess going on in the world, such as even Starlink was down. We've been telling the anchor baby to get Starlink from Elon Musk, but even Starlink's internet went down. It's horrible. Because, you know, anchor baby sometimes goes out on the street and streams live. And so we're like, get Starlink, anchor baby. That's the American anchor baby. And Charlie Kirk, there's been a bunch of vigils and stuff. There's a memorial coming pretty soon, a big one. And social media, people getting fired over their social media, dancing on the grave before he's even buried. Of that beautiful man, Charlie Kirk. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, very Female Monday, September 15th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back, and he will get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats and more great stories. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Elon Musk's satellite internet service, Starlink, all one word, capital S, is back online after experiencing a brief service outage overnight. Even Starlink can go down sometimes. It has a bunch of satellites going around the world. It's in space is real, guys. And it beams down internet to us or something like that. I don't know. The cause remains unclear of why there was an outage, but it appears to have affected tens of thousands of users, including the Ukrainian military on the front lines. Did you know that Elon Musk is subsidizing the Ukraine war by giving them Starlink? And I think it's for free. I could be mistaken. That is what a mess. I think that's a SpaceX thing, Starlink. And Charlie Kirk's memorial. People across the United States attended vigils and are attending vigils to pay tribute to the late Charlie Kirk, the young 31-year-old political activist, an ally of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. He loved him, according to his widow, that wife of his. He was fatally shot last week in Utah. Shocking. A massive memorial scheduled for September 21st. That's in just less than a week, I guess. At the 63,400-seat State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. His widow, Erica Kirk, Erica with a K, pledged to continue his work, including campus tours and podcasts. Meanwhile, key questions remain about Charlie Kirk's alleged shooter, the assassin, arrested following a 33-hour manhunt. Authorities pointed to what they described as so-called anti-fascist, Antifa, which means communist, messages engraved on bullet casings and a rifle found near the shooting as a potential evidence of a political motive. Okay, potential evidence. Suspect slated to appear at state court on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. An increasing number of social media users being fired from their jobs over posts allegedly celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder. Such posts spotlighted by conservative activists on the internet, Republican elected officials in a doxing website as part of an online campaign to punish people behind those messages. Campaigns show how social media posts or personal messages, even by accounts with few followers, could easily be surfaced and publicized and people's personal information spread on the internet. Just days ago, MSNBC fired senior political political analyst Matthew Dowd, after he said that Charlie Kirk's rhetoric may have brought the shooting upon himself. Delta Airlines, American Airlines, and United Airlines also confirmed to Commie Nonsense they have suspended workers, so-called workers, over social media posts about Charlie Kirk's killing. What a mess, huh? The Emmys are happening soon, whatever that is. 77th Primetime Emmy Awards, honoring the best in American television broadcast live. Oh, I guess happened already. It came and went. Happened live from L.A. on Sunday. Netflix's crime drama Adolescence took home 6 trophies. Wow. Outstanding limited series. So congratulations to them, I guess. Is it the top of the dung pile, or is it actually good? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, brand new biblical question. What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to go and work out, you got to go and drop your kids off at school because you don't want to be bothered with them all day, you got to, whatever, you could be listening to the show. You could podcast, and you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And also, Mondays always Female Monday. All my life I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to the busy phones here. I want to go to first-time caller out of Denver, Colorado. G, out of Denver. Let's see here. G, you are on the air.
Am I speaking with Jeffrey?
No, this is Jesse.
Wow! I am speaking with Jesse on a year of the snake. On a month of Virgo. How are you doing today, Jesse?
All is well, G.
I'm my apologies. I'm just so lost of words. I want to keep mine simple, but I really do want to talk about, I hope it is among your favorite subjects, why this country is among the greatest. And thank you very much for upholding the faith. We are witnessing very phenomenal time, Jesse. Like one of the most interesting time, and I would say the devil's masterpiece. But we have someone like you, someone who speaks up for the truth, and someone who will speak up and stand up for the right. And I hate to say this, but little by little, it does feel like we are losing upright philosophers and replacement into a Batman villain, I like to say the best.
You said feel like you're losing what now?
It just feels like we are losing a lot of good people, like a good people who would want to speak for the truth. But I am so grateful, you know, Jesse, that you're still doing what you're doing.
And how are you working on yourself?
Yes.
Have you overcome your anger?
Oh, yes.
And how did you overcome it?
I would say at first it was fits of rage. You know, I just wanted to deal with this by my fist, by my own, you know, hands. But once I understand the logical side of the others, or maybe, you know, why, or the understanding of the situation, it just opens you into different options. More of a negotiating, or more of a...
Did you forgive your mother?
Always.
Did you tell her?
Yeah. You know what? It is.
What she say when you went and told her you forgive her for what she done to you?
I would actually tell my mother with everything she supported for her son, everything that she had done.
What did she say when you went and told her you forgive her?
I would say about...
I said, when you went to her, what did she say?
Oh, no. Oh, she said, very, a mother scolding, I like to say, like, why did you do this?
When you went to her, what did you tell your mother?
Oh, when I went to her, I told her, Mom, I have to say, Jesse, last time I made her apologize to my mother was so long ago that I had forgot what it was about.
So did you go and forgive her for screwing up your life?
No. She never screwed up my life. No. My mother was there for me, there every time. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, my mother, I had a good parenting system, so my parents were there for me every time.
What was good about your mother?
Pardon?
What was good about your mother?
I would say she is genuine. Besides being a genuinely good person,
what was good about her?
She has a great analogy. She can analyze the situation, and she's a great observer.
But what was good about her?
What's good about her? That she loves her family?
But what's good about her?
that, well, I would say a lot of things, but just put it simply, for someone, because she did provide it for me. And that's something for me to always honor.
What was bad about her?
Oh, bad about her? Just like many mothers, you know, always to the point, because of course they worry about their children, but always straight up over, what did you do? What did you do? Without, you know, explanation.
And did you forgive her for treating you that way?
Yes.
Did you tell her that?
Yes, of course.
Amazing. Right on. Well, Gene, thank you for your call. I absolutely appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Adam out of California. Thank you, Gene. Adam, you're on the air. No, Adam? Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Sean out of Florida. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Sean.
Okay, how you doing today?
All is well.
Okay. I was going to call with the kind of like an off-theme. I wanted to know if it was okay to speak about like an off-theme subject, but, you know, okay. I was listening to the calls, and it was interesting, the calls that you had. You said you had a question, a new question today.
The new biblical question, what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Okay. Well, well, my spin on it is live accordingly. You live, if you're a believer or a non-believer.
Speak up a little bit for me.
Okay. My spin on it is if you're a believer, you live accordingly. If you believe something, then you live in such a way that is evidence that you are walking in the steps of what your belief, your faith is. That's what I would say. And that's a simple answer.
And so is that a non-believer or a believer?
The difference between a non-believer and a believer is, if you're a believer, you live accordingly. You're not just saying the words.
According to what?
Your beliefs. Like, you know how it says, be a doer and not just a hearer.
Okay.
So you're living, and your doing is matching. You're practicing what you preach. You know how the world would say it. You're practicing what you preach.
And then so what is a believer?
Well, that's it. You're living accordingly. Live accordingly to what you're saying.
And what is, what is a non-believer?
A non-believer is someone who doesn't have any foundation of, you know, like foundation of, truth. You know, like if we're speaking about, when you say believing, you're of course talking about the Bible and the truth of the Bible. You're living recklessly. You're the person that says there is no God, and God says that type of person is a fool. He's calling you out. You're a fool to walk in your life, and you don't believe my truth. When he tells you the heavens, the very heavens, when you walk out your door and you see white clouds and a blue sky and the green leaves, and you look down and see the little ants on the ground, and you tell me it's no God. He's telling you, you're living as if you don't believe in what I'm telling you. You're living as a fool. That's a non-believer.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise.
Can I put a fun spin on something?
Yes.
It may sound a little kooky for coconuts. It may sound a little weird, but I always thought, you know, the character that Arnold Schwarzenegger plays as the Terminator.
Yes.
You know, for people who have a kind of colorful imagination. This is not too out of the, too crazy. Because there's actually a book called The Captive Planet. And that guy who was, I think that was his calling, he wrote a whole series of books that were really based on the Bible, but he put it in a like space, sci-fi space dynamic, like good against evil. And so this is why I'm, I guess this idea that I have, like the character, the Terminator, I believe that's based on Jesus. And that's why I say this could sound kind of out there, but it's not. You know, when you heard the Terminator talk, when he said, you know how he talked, he was telling, when he says something, it's so true that he said a simple statement, but you can count on it. You can count on it. When one of his most famous statements was, "I'll be back." He played Arnold Schwarzenegger played in a movie called The Commando, and he acted the same way the Terminator did. When he tells you something, "I'm coming back," he don't go into it like full come. That's how simple the truth is. The truth Amazing. Is like when you look in the Bible, you know.
Yeah.
When I say you little corner, when he tells you to remember, he says, "Remember me." As often as you will, that's communion. Remember me when you know, holding up your wine and your bread. And then when he says, "Go and sin no more," and he just told that to the lady at the well, "Go and sin no more."
So let me ask you this, John, because of time, do you believe women were created to lead or to follow?
To lead or to follow?
Yes.
Well, I think they were created to walk beside as a helpmeet. You're supposed to be a helpmeet to the man to help him to meet his, you know what I mean? Because
Do you believe that women were created to lead or to follow?
Well, after Eve did what she did, then weren't they put in a position to follow? Then, not that it's a negative thing, but it's like you got demoted. You weren't supposed to be in front of the man, never, because Adam was created first, and God took her from his rib. You know, she's supposed to help me.
And so do you believe women were created to lead or to follow?
Well, I would have to say now. Well, can I ask you a question?
No.
Before I answer that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well,
were women created to lead or to follow?
I think they were created to walk alongside.
Were they created to lead or to follow?
After the fall of man, from grace, after the fall of man, she now is in the, she follows him. She's supposed to follow him. She's supposed to follow him in the home. You know, because the husband is the head of the household, and Jesus is his head, and she's following. She's in the position.
Because of time, were women created to lead or to follow?
Well, I have to say, in the creation time, I would say she was created to walk alongside him, but not, he's the leader when it comes to the, you know, just to answer the whole, he's the leader. Regardless, because he just helped me. So to lead, to follow, because she's his helpmeet. She's his helpmeet.
What was your question about? You're about to ask me a question about that. Go ahead.
Well, I was, that's what I was going to ask. What do you think about that dynamic after the fall when Adam followed? Well, the whole problem came about when Adam followed her, because God gave him the instruction and he was supposed to cover her as his wife, and being the stronger vessel. He was a stronger vessel because, you know, women are the weaker vessel, and emotion and stuff like that. That's what I was saying. After the things that came about, like the curses
but
that came
about.
But
even before the fall, and then I got to run, women were still, Eve was created to follow her husband as he followed his father.
Right. Yeah, because now when you say that, I'm thinking of when Eve was away from him and she did on emotion and everything else, and she listened to, you know, a lie when he wasn't
there. She listened to the devil.
Right, she did. Man. And then she caused all of nature to change. So she was meant to, God gave him the instructions to, you know what I mean, to be able to apply them to his wife and his household. And
I noticed that women try to blame Adam that Eve fell. Like Adam was supposed to follow Eve all around everywhere to present her for falling. But meaning to listen to the devil. But Eve did that on her own. Adam wasn't responsible for that.
Right. She presented him the apple. Bring him the apple. He should have told her, get away from me.
That's right. Sean, thank you so much.
He loved her.
Call me again. I got to run, but call me again, all right?
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Oh, amazing. Super chat.
Super chats.
Rocky Rock bought a coffee on Friday. Jesse Tony from California asked. You where you're going, you tell him where you've been. What the? No, that was a question. I think I read that one, actually.
Thank you.
Roy says, hey, Tony, 8 dead in Chicago last week from the shootings, and you give 2 cents about that. 13% of the population responsible for 53% of the violent crime, 40% of all abortions is also by blacks, says Roy. No fathers in the home. Come on, man. Keep it real,
says Roy. Thank you, Roy. Amazing.
Baldwin in Christ says, hey, Jesse and Hake, it's past, present, future from the Discord, the guy who made our Discord. Glad to see y'all safe. Prayers always for y'all. God's peace with you always.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Baldwin. Jesse, sweetheart, I smell something fruity. LOL. Referring to the Fallen State guest.
Check that out from last Friday. Amazing. Thank you.
Larry says the Jews hate Jesus. That's why they're building a new temple and sacrificing the red heifers. Heifers? Jesus is Israel, not the nation killing innocent people, says Larry.
Thank you, Larry. I don't know what you're referring to or what you mean, but thank you.
Nick LaBoy over on Rumble, since I was a child in the 80s, I've seen Hollywood brainwash parents and kids. TV constantly implied that good children must bear the burden of caring for their parents and relatives. It's madness.
It's insane, but why do parents allow Hollywood or anyone to brainwash them? Think about that. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron on Friday, suspect in custody. His family turned him in.
Amazing. Thank you. Referring to Charlie Kurtz, I think, murderer.
That's right.
Assassin. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron. Appreciate that. Maria, on Wednesday, actually, said Charlie Kirk always said that the U.S. is not a country of immigrants, but a country of settlers. It cannot be more clear than this statement. Thanks.
Repeat that.
We're not a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of settlers. People who settled, came here and settled here.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I saw a brief speech of when Charlie was speaking at some university or somewhere, and some black guy was asking him about how can a man be happy. And I don't have it all the way, 'cause I just saw a little glimpse of it. And Charlie said that in order for a man, something like for a man to be happy, he has to be married with a family. And the guy was saying, no, that's not true. What happened? You don't get a family. But Charlie seemed to be real convinced that a man can only be married if he have a family.
Only be happy?
Only be happy if he has a family.
Hmm.
I've never heard a lot of what he had to say, but that's not true at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of Christians out there. I've heard one Christian guy like that claim that what it means to be a man is to have a family.
No. Jesus never had a family. He never got married. Peace come from God, not from a family. Because most people, if not all, most people with a family are miserable.
Indeed.
They thought getting a family was going to make them happy. The men and the women thought that. And they only got worse. That is the dumbest thing I heard a lot of dumb things, but that's one of the dumbest things I ever heard, if anyone believe that. Just FYI. Thank you.
Messes up all your priorities.
I'm telling you.
Pelagic 6 says of the incident with the illegal from the illegal Russian Uber driver who headbutted and then punched that guy.
Oh, yeah. Last week we played
the guy
with
the dog, the guy who had the so-called service dog.
He wanted to get in a man's car with a dog.
And so this illegal knocked him out cold in front of his girl. Pelagic 6 says they call that the Glasgow kiss, Hake. Glasgow kiss. Referring, I guess the Scottish are kind of violent.
Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, Black Friday, food desert ahead, bring water.
Black Friday. Thank you.
JJ from Iowa, love you, Jesse and crew. God bless.
Thank you, JJ. Appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Another, thank you, Nick LaBoy. We got your Rumble rant. Jim in Alaska on.
Thank you, Nick LaBoy.
On Punchy.tv, watching on the Punchy.tv website. Just wanted to say thank you to Charlie Kirk because we found Jesse and Bond by watching Charlie's videos on YouTube showing Jesse's videos. Rest in peace, Charlie, and thank you. Next year's White History Month shout out.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Alex in Texas bought a coffee. Whosoever exalts himself shall be humbled. Whosoever humbles himself shall be exalted.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Sergio, three coffees. Answer to the prior BQ.
Are you a follower or leader?
Neither, because there's no I, then follow and or lead. Thank you, Jesse, and your contributors, Hake, Nick, and Derek.
Thank you. My experts.
Wayne from Texas, five coffees. To that caller, Slim, from Friday, I related when you spoke about the movie A Quiet Place or something. It gave me tremendous insight to keep quiet in the temple of God. Right on, Slim. Freedom.
Thank you.
All caps, spaced
out. Amazing.
Thank you, Wayne from Texas. Kayla, Jesse, I notice I'm very controlling. I don't want to be controlling, but I can't help it. I realize that that's not me being controlling. How do I release this demon?
Stop related to thoughts. Stop thinking. Because you're only doing it because thoughts and emotions are telling you to do it. Just don't do it. Just be aware of them, but don't do it. I got to stop there for now.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Be aware of them, but don't do it. Thank you all very much. Jermaine is out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well. Speak up a little bit, Jermaine.
Oh, is that better?
Yes.
Nice. So I was calling you about last week's biblical question.
Are you a follower or a leader?
I kind of hear your input. I got on a little bit late, but can you reiterate what you were saying about being a follower and a leader?
We're neither, and you shouldn't think of yourself as a follower or a leader. And when you don't have either identity, you're only left to follow the truth, follow God, without even having to make a decision to do that. But if you think of yourself as one or the other, you're trying to live up to that. If you think you're a follower, now you got to make yourself be a follower. A leader, now you got to If you think of yourself as a follower, now you got to work on trying to become a leader. And then if you think of yourself as a leader, now you got to work on trying to stay as a leader. But if you don't think of your, if you don't see yourself either way, you're just following what's true, what's right.
Amazing. Yeah, I like that. But I want to give you a little pushback on that.
Okay.
Because I sent a super chat yesterday
mm-hmm.
where I said we're both a follower and a leader. And the reason I said that is because, you know, when the word in the Bible, you kind of say we're supposed to rely on the Lord and you provide for us and all of that stuff. So, I mean, technically we are a follower, and by following him and his instructions, you default become a leader. But I understand when you say, you know, if you have this identity off it, you're going to try to live up to it, which makes it more of a.
But anyone that think that they're a follower or a leader, they're not following God. They're following their own ideas.
It's kind of a tricky part on that. But I understand what you're saying.
It's quite simple. if you thought of yourself, if you don't see yourself as anything and you have no identities, then your only choice is to follow God without even thinking about it.
So then you end up following, but then you become a leader. But without even thinking about it.
No, you never become a leader, yeah.
Okay. That was my question.
Because when you follow God, you're only following Him. How can you follow Him and be a leader? Thank you, Jermaine. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and more of your Super Chat back in a moment. Thank you, Jermaine. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Don't forget to support us on social media, right? I do mention it now once in a while. Social media, we're on Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv where Christ is king, and kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Ring the bell, follow, subscribe, and like, and all of that. We're also on peel.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. And for personal shout-outs, and I do them for you, shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, encouragement shout-out, well wishes shout-out, weddings, or whatever it may be, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Peterson, and I do appreciate it. Let me go to first time caller, Emily out of Illinois. Emily, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Emily.
Good. I just had a question because I followed what you said about looking at the evil within myself.
Yes.
And it really helped me examine everything that I was getting wrong in my life. And I feel like actually God directed me to listen to you to be able to examine the evil that was inside of me and be able to see it, and that all women are evil. I got baptized yesterday, and I see now the evil in other women a lot easier, and the things that they're getting wrong. And my question for you is, how do I tell them that they're all evil, and that if they just understood that it's not an insult to say that, it's a way of examining yourself and the evil within you. But I've come into, like, everybody thinks that it's an insult and not, they don't take it as a better way to examine the things that the things that they're getting wrong in their own life. So
your question is how to help them?
Right.
By not helping them.
Oh, okay.
We can't help anyone. And
okay.
Even God can't help you unless you ask him for help. And so you just continue to work on yourself, overcoming the fallen nature, and the light of God was shining through you. And those who want help will see that, and they will ask, and then you can point them back to the Father.
Okay.
But you can't help anyone at all. You can't even help yourself.
Right, right. Can you clarify that for me?
What? Clarify what part?
Like, what? Like, I can't help myself.
Like, you're seeing now that you're evil, right? And it's God who is allowing you to see that you're evil because you want to see it. And as seeing it and doing nothing about it, don't call it you, don't get mad, don't overreact.
Right.
The light will destroy the darkness, the emotions and all that, the anxiety, stress or worry. He will take all that away from you. There's nothing you can do about it but to admit, I am evil, I'm wrong. And then forgive your mother and all that. And he'll take it away. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. So don't do nothing.
Right.
When just Christ keep working healed, on me.
When Christ healed them, he said, go and tell nobody. And the first thing people do, because they're excited, they run and tell. And then the people that they're telling it to, they're not ready for it. And they're trying to make you doubt yourself because they're evil. And they hate the light in you.
Yeah, that you just explained the last 6 months of my life. So
so that's why you can't do it, because you're trying to give truth to people that don't want it.
Oh, okay.
Most people don't want the truth. They love being miserable. They love revengeful, jealous nature. And they would try to destroy you to bring you down into the hell that they're in.
Right.
Even your own family members.
Yeah, yeah. I did have a conversation with my mom yesterday about her letting go of the anger. And she just thought it was ridiculous that she didn't have any anger.
Yeah. So, just wish her well. And you stay working on you, and you'll be fine. But you can't help anyone.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
All right, Emily.
All right.
Stay with
no,
us.
That's
stay
all right.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye
now.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jennifer, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Jennifer, you are on the air.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, Jennifer.
I want to thank you for what you're doing. And I'm really emotional right now. I feel really empty and a little lost at the age of 53. I look down at my grandchildren and the state of the world, and I don't want to leave. I don't want them to have these lost feelings that I have right now, and I want to apply myself in the proper way to prevent that from happening by taking hold of it when they're young. And I feel lost. I don't know where to go right now. I just feel really lost. I can't depend on a political side. I can't depend on my family because we're all arguing about the political side. And I just feel, and the religious side, I'm lost, sir. And first of all, I want to thank you for doing what you do. But what would you tell somebody like me that's just lost and doesn't know where to go right now, what to do?
And when you say you're lost, who are you?
I am a 53-year-old woman who's been running restaurants my whole life, but was born and raised inside of a religious cult. Never saw the outside world until I was 13. I very quickly realized that everybody was kind of just faking it about knowing everything, and that I didn't know who to follow. So I lost my faith for many, many years.
And so you told me
I'm lost.
You told me the condition you've been in and what you have done, but who are you?
I don't know.
You told me your name. You told me what you've gone through and all that, but who are you?
I don't know. I'm lost. I can't. I don't have anything to say. I don't know, sir.
Okay. And have you forgiven your mother?
Well, my father was electrocuted to death in front of all of us kids at the age of 9. And my mom was a single mother with 5 children that ended up becoming a heroin addict and dying. And so I'm not even sure if I've forgiven myself.
When you say your father was electrocuted, what do you mean?
I mean that we were all standing in the back of the truck, and my mom was sitting at the bottom of the ladder, and I had gotten a kite stuck up in the lines, and he went to go get that kite down. It was our very first toy we had ever been given, and he went to get it down, and it killed him. It almost killed my mom, too. If she'd have been wearing shoes, she'd have died. She was 8 months pregnant. Instead, it just threw her. But we didn't have a phone or anything. We didn't have any contact with the outside world, so we just kind of waited for people to find us. And
amazing.
So, and I...
And you what?
And I just... I'm reliving all of those things at the age of 53. When I had suppressed them for years, and I had also suppressed my religious beliefs. I didn't believe in anything. I'm going to tell you something I've never uttered out loud in my life. I've never voted in my life. I register every year, but I've never voted. I can't seem to find a conviction. I gave up God because I was angry at him. I gave up my Hispanic roots because they were so racist against other people. I gave up everything and just went to work every day and tried to remain positive and riled my little team behind me, and that kept me focused.
So you have children?
I have 2 sons, and what I did is I just gave up. 5 years ago, I gave up my job, and I've been living off my savings, which are gone now, taking care of my grandchildren, because he was a single father. So for the last 4 years, I've been taking care of my grandkids every day because I don't want them being watched by anybody else, and I want them to learn from me. And my son goes to work every day. So they just entered school for the first time since I've been here, and now I have the opportunity to rebloom and go back. And, you know, I could be a restaurant manager and make 80,000 or more a year, but I have the opportunity to change my life and possibly help my grandchildren. But sir, I'm completely lost. Okay. And I don't feel like I've ever been this lost since I saw the sky open when my dad died. I mean, I am lost. Sir.
Okay,
lost.
I understand. I totally understand. If you want to be found, if you want to be free, you got to drop your anger.
I'm not even sure who I'm mad at.
You're mad at God. You're mad at your mother. You're mad at yourself. You're mad at the world. Here's what I recommend you start doing immediately so you can start seeing what's going on inside of you, all right?
Okay.
Have you heard me talk about the silent prayer?
No, sir. I honestly just found your channel just a couple weeks ago, and I was so impressed by you.
Okay. I want you to go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer, and I want you to follow the instructions on the prayer and watch those thoughts that's going through your mind about the past or the future or anything, and watch those thoughts. Don't call them you, and I promise you God will bring you back to him.
Okay, I have the website up, and I appreciate that. I do, but I know that I'm not the only person right now.
But don't worry about other people. That's not your issue. That's not your concern. No one else is your problem. You got to work on you, and then you can see the right way to go.
I appreciate you, sir. I hope you have a glorious day. Thank you for hearing me.
All right. So but for now, it's enough to see that you're lost. That's the beginning of being found, overcoming. But you got to be still now so you can see that all of your thoughts and all the emotions are all evil. They're all lies. And that all of your life you've been listening to, you're possessed with evil spirits in your imagination. The devil owns human beings' psychological mind and emotions. God owns the world, but the devil owns your mind. And you got to overcome that. And by being still and seeing that, God, the light, will take away the darkness from your mind.
Thank you, sir.
So just right now, just start doing the silent prayer, and you'll see. And call me back and let me know how it's going. Or if you have any questions about the prayer or anything.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you for doing what you do.
You're welcome.
Be safe out there.
You're welcome, man. And don't worry about, don't think about other people. You work on you, and the light of God will guide you. And if somebody else want help, they'll see what's going on with you. But you can't do anything about anyone else, including yourself, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. I wish you well, Jennifer.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Christina out of Oregon. Christina, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Christina.
I just have a question because I heard you mention there is no man or no woman. So I went and looked it up, and it's Galatians.
There's no man 8. Or no woman. What?
Well, it says there's no Jew or Greek, no slave, and no male or female. So my question is there's no male or female. How can it be like God, man, female, children?
Well, there is male and female in the physical.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
All right.
I just thought like we were all equal in his eyes, because there's no male or female. So then how would... It's almost like we would be judged differently. Like you're judged as a man and I'm judged as a woman. So, but if there's no male or female, then there isn't no judgment.
Well, God does not judge. Human beings judge. Evil judges you. Satan judges you. And human beings judge, but God does not judge.
It says Jesus judges.
No.
He's the judge or something like that.
No.
Maybe because he's human or something.
No.
Okay.
The type of relationship Jesus had with what was right is nothing like what human beings have. Human beings are evil, and they think they're doing like Jesus, and they're not.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Good morning, Brother Jesse, man. Yesterday was my birthday, and God allowed me to see 56 years of age.
Wow, you're half a century old.
Yes, sir, plus six.
You're older than dirt.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Thank you, brother. You know, and I was listening to the service yesterday, and I was listening when you said some liberals came by there and said if Charlie Kirk's, you know, funeral and stuff, and then conservatives got upset.
No, what happened right there, was they were, I believe it was up there in Utah, they were holding a vigil, and they were praying and crying and holding up holy hands and looking up to God. And then some guy came through the crowd, and he said, F Charlie Kirk. And they stopped praying and attacked the guy were all evil. They were fighting him. They were beating on him. And I'm like, what's the difference between them and
exactly
and the people that they're attacking?
Exactly. They destroyed our. They destroyed their witness. That's pretty much what they did. Destroyed their witness.
They what?
They destroyed their witness. You know, when you're representing Christ, you shouldn't respond the way the world would respond. But they turned around and got angry and destroyed their witness.
They were right. You know, they dropped the prayers. They dropped the tears. And they attacked.
Yeah, dang, really?
Yeah. And they were all acting like they were all humble and crying and sad and Christian, loving God, not fighting. It was like a mob of wild animals attacking that guy.
Wow. You know one thing, Jesse, something you said, you should have a relationship with God. I see why now, because you know the suspect they caught from Charlie Kirk. They claim that he was raised in a conservative Christian family. His father was in law enforcement. And time he went to college, he self-changed. And what I mean by that, how can you let some man tell you that God don't exist? How can you let a man tell you that?
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like the suspect that caught, what they caught that shot Charlie Kirk? They claim that his son was raised in the church.
Oh, the guy that's been accused, the alleged shooter.
Yeah, the one that
college church was saying shooter. that his folks were raised in a church, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Then he went to college, and supposedly got recruited by Antifa.
But I don't know, because when you first start hearing these things, you don't know what is true or not. And people just say things, and then it goes out in the media, and you find out later that that wasn't true. So I don't know that happened
exactly.
Or not at this point.
Now, I don't. That's what I have heard, and you're right about that. You don't know what's true or not. But I hear that all the time, Jeff. And let's say like, Tears was raised up to know the Lord, and then all of a sudden they go to these liberal colleges, man, and they come out hating God. I'm like, you understand what I'm asking, Jesse? How can they allow that to happen? So it goes back to what you were saying. You should have a personal relationship with God, even though we're supposed to guide our kids to God. But like you said, if you don't know God for yourself, you'll fall for anything.
If a child goes, grow up, quote unquote, knowing God, and then he goes to college and someone can turn him away from that, that meant that he didn't know God. He or she didn't know God in the beginning. They may have known about him. They may have heard about him, but they didn't know him. Because once you know God, you can't turn away from someone that you know like that.
Exactly. And you're right about that. You never had a relationship anyway. You just was taught about God, you know, through your parents and went to church. That was it.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Because if you really have a relationship with God, can't no one turn you from God?
No.
And I see that happen to a lot of college kids. Matter of fact, my wife worked at a private Christian school, and so when they graduated, they asked me, well, do you have anything to say to the students? I said, yeah. Have a true relationship with God. Don't let no man turn you from God, period.
But can't no one turn you away from him once you truly know him? Now, when you first wake up, if you get excited, and your friends and family members can hate you for it, and they'll try to turn you away from him because the seed
exactly.
is not totally planted all the way yet.
Wow. You know, good word, Jesse. Good word. That's so true.
Thank you, Rick. I got to take a break, okay. Man. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Hey, love you, man. Be blessed. Talk to you later.
Thank you. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news. I'll be back in one moment. Another hour to go. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's drama and war happening in the Middle East. Did you know this? And there's a lot of ICE encounters. What a mess. And also, over in New York, the so-called governess, the woman who wasn't even elected, she took over from Andrew Cuomo or whatever that guy's name was after he got Me Too'd over some phony thing, if I recall correctly. She endorsed Zohran Mamdani, the socialist commie, a woman. It's the woman's choice, the satanic woman. Terrible. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays and the females. It's September 15th, AD 2025. The lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? But it is hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. We see them coming in. Appreciate them. From church and over the weekend and all the way through today, all right? And we'll get to your calls and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that Israel's ground operation in Gaza City is imminent and could begin this week, an Israeli official tells Commie Nonsense Network. I guess they've been bombing up until this point, but they're going in. This comes as Israel's forces intensified their air offensive across the enclave Sunday, killing dozens of Palestinians, per local officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu called a meeting Thursday to discuss efforts to avoid harming the hostages still held in Gaza when the Israeli military undertakes their ground operation in the coming days. Thought to be about 20 hostages still alive in the war-torn region. On Sunday, Qatar's Prime Minister also said that Israel's strikes last week on Doha, the country's capital, will not deter them from continuing sincere efforts to mediate an end to the war in Gaza. So isn't that nice? Shout out to Qatar. And ICE encounters as the Trump administration ramps up immigration enforcement actions. So-called civil rights movements, groups. Scum of the earth, shout out. Mobilizing to help so-called immigrants, illegals, understand their legal protections. Several Know Your Rights campaigns, trainings and programs have proliferated with small flyers popping up on doors of businesses around the country. Quote, ICE and Homeland Security cannot enter without a warrant signed by a judge, quote unquote. Read some of these flyers. At least one union has said the goal of the flyers is to inform families, so-called, in Latino and Black, capital B, to kiss up to the Blacks, neighborhoods of their so-called legal rights as some cities prepare for the possible deployment of the National Guard troops and ICE agents. What a mess. A lot of people actually running for mayor, including Curtis Sliwa. He's the guy who's always wearing that red beret. He once had 17 cats. There's other people running. Some people running as write-in candidates. And you heard that Kathy Hochul endorsed Zohran Mamdani. Meanwhile, in athletics, women's sports, 10.61 seconds. It took American sprinter Melissa Jefferson-Wooden. She broke 10.61 in 100 meters on Saturday's World Athletics Championships. the fourth fastest time in history, according to Commie Nonsense Network. But I doubt that it's actually the fourth fastest time in history, because there's probably more than four men who are faster than this gal, although she's not too slow. I once ran like a 13 for 100 meters. Maybe it was 14. I don't remember. Jarritos. Is that how you say it? Jarritos truck. It fell into a sinkhole in Mexico. Soda delivery truck plunged into a sinkhole just in the middle of this road thing in Mexico City's busiest borough. Whoa. And there's photos of it. There may be even be video of that stunning moment. So watch out for sinkholes in Mexico. Probably even spread into America. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It is the third hour of the show today. And you can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. This one is, I said about all of them, right? But really, the depths of this one is mind-blowing. Really. And again, biblical questions are for those men and women who want to overcome by knowing themselves and overcoming. It's not for everyone. I know, and it's always been that way, even when Christ walked the earth, that most human beings love their hell. They love their misery. They love their strife and envy and jealousy and revenge and gossipy and wishing other people the worst. They love it. So it's not for you. Stay in your hell. It's for those men and women who want to overcome. The biblical questions. And this week one is mind-blowing. What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? What is the difference between a believer and a non-believer? And you hear a lot about both, especially nowadays. You hear a lot about believers and non-believers. What's the difference? I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can listen to it on your phone. You can podcast it when you get settled, you can watch it, but you can listen on your phone too, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out, loved go to buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Mondays. And every Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I
had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Yeah.
We've been lied to for so long.
A spiritual battle, folks. And this, as we talked about yesterday in the fellowship, and again, you heard Mimi say this morning, yesterday fellowship was amazing, and it was. If you missed it, you can podcast by going to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. But it was deep. It's a gift from God, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Our battle, it's a spiritual battle. And that battle is happening inside of you. It's not happening on the outside of you. You believe and think that it's happening on the outside of you because you have not realized you are being manipulated and controlled by evil. All thoughts all the time about anything are evil. And you call them you or yours. They're evil. And one thing that has happened in our country that wasn't as prevalent before as it is today, we knew and we were taught as kids and adults knew and we learned to know that it's a spiritual battle. And we knew that we should love one another, no matter who it was, no matter the color. And that we needed to overcome. You must be born again. And we knew that anger was evil. But now anger is being pushed and enforced. And you're being told that anger is good. Can you imagine the trick that the spirit of evil played on you in your mind and on others? I hardly can find anyone who have realized, there are people starting to realize now when they hear the message of forgiveness, but it's hard to find anyone that don't believe that anger is evil. Even though God said anyone that has anger is a murderer. He even said, do not trust an angry person. You can't trust an angry person. But people are promoting anger. And even those Christians who are angry, they're evil, but they say, oh, I got righteous anger. Because they heard about righteous anger. They think that's what they have, even though they're miserable. If you have righteous anger, why are you unhappy? Why are you revengeful? Why do you have fear? Why do you have resentment? They don't question it. And in my country, it is out of control. And we always give you extreme examples of it, but rather do we show you the little ones that doesn't seem bad, but it's as worse or even worse than the extreme one when you're not patient with your children, when you don't pray for others but you try to hurt them, when you have fear and doubt and insecurity. It's as worse, it's as bad as the guy that's been accused of assassinating Charlie. Here's a video of a black female college student blatantly saying F Charlie Kirk to a white male holding a rest in peace Charlie sign and later being arrested. Watch this from X.
Your homie dead. Your homie dead. He got shot in the head. Your homie dead.
Yeah, evil is real, people, and it kind of looks like that. Evil. Evil. Murder is bad. She is evil. Have not said.
Why are you being so hateful?
Why are you so hateful? Why are you just, so hateful? Why are you so hateful? Yeah.
Hey, can somebody tell her to back
can
up?
Can you
please?
Not She's put being, the camera in my face?
I'm sitting here. You walked up to me.
Okay. Well, I
don't want
this.
I said rest in peace.
Okay, and I can
just
do
leave
this
it alone. Please don't come after
ma'am,
me.
You've been
I want to be
emotional.
Left alone.
I'm not emotional, ma'am. Don't tell me what I am and what I'm not. You can get out of my face because I could tell you what you are, but you won't like it.
You're being aggressive. You're being aggressive.
I'm not being aggressive. My voice is very calm. You're calling me aggressive because I'm a black woman.
Not at all.
No, we're not.
I'm
Is she being
aggressive?
You bring racism to the
I'm out. Why are you?
Come on now.
Like, you're racist.
You're racist.
I just said I
don't want to talk to you. I just don't want.
Amazing. There was no difference between the woman that was doing that and the people that were arguing with her. Two devils fighting. God said to lay your weapon down. I'll fight your battle for you. Satan sent that woman over there to do what she did, and Satan got you to react to her. Perfect love says, don't react, but to be still. There was no need at all to engage with that woman, and she would have walked away. Because she got the thrill from you engaging with her. And you got the thrill from engaging with her. It was quite simple that she was sent there by evil to agitate you. Where's the love? They should... If they were of love, they would have shown that woman love by not reacting to her at all, because they would have known it wasn't her, but it was evil that was driving her. In the same way that evil was driving the people who engaged with her. Two devils fighting. In life, you're not supposed to be for or against. Children of God, men and women, children of God are not for or against anything. Drop your anger and you'll see what I'm talking about. This is not something you can make yourself believe. You got to work on you so you can see what's going on and what's driving you. Evil drives all people until they start to admit that they are evil, and then it starts to lose control over you, and eventually if you stay with it, it has no home in you anymore. It will leave. The light will cast out the darkness, but you need the light. You need the light. Here's an example of when things get physical from X. A hit and run incident escalated when a black woman struck a family vehicle and fled. The father followed to obtain her license plates, but she stopped, exited her car, and pointed a gun at a 14-year-old son. Who was recording. The father was able to disarm her. Watch this from X.
I don't play with a man. A man is not gonna pay me. You gonna pay me? You gonna pay me? Is now. Now, cause one thing about it, I don't play with no mother. Don't touch me.
Tell police
to get here. Amazing, huh? This, because of the genocide on white people in America and around the world, especially white countries, and there is a genocide, I've been saying it for a long time now. This is going to get worse. these black people have been convinced that they're black and everybody owes them. And you're just treating me this way because I'm black. Especially these black females, they got that real bad. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. If ever we need a new Lord, we need you now. Two devils fighting. Children of God, do not. If you're truly of God, you do not fight with the devil in your mind, and you do not fight with the devil inside of others. That's what they want. That's how evil stays alive. Why can't you understand that? As long as evil can get a reaction from you, you give it false life. And everybody fight. They fight with the devil inside of themselves, and they go and fight with the devil in others. And people come at you. You can test this. Really, you can prove me wrong. I like this. It just occurred to me. You can prove me wrong. Two things. You can find out what happens when you don't respond to evil. Number one, when evil thoughts come to you inside your mind about fear or about loneliness or suicidal thoughts or depression or whatever, past or future thoughts, whatever. Test them. And just watch them by watching them and doing nothing about it. No reaction. See what happens. Just give it a good try. Don't react. And then outside of you, inside of others, when people come after you to try to embarrass you, to hurt you, or try to destroy you, whatever, call you names or whatever, don't react to the evil in them. See what happens. Why don't you give that a try instead of doing the same old thing over and over again, reacting? Give it a try and see. And you'll see, wow, Jesse, you're right about that. Stop reacting. Stop your fighting. Fighting meaning not just physical fight, but arguing and people-pleasing and all that mess. Just stop. Lay your weapon down. Don't be for or against. Be free. I heard, and then I just to your calls, over in London, citizens had the largest anti-immigration rally in British history. CBS News, more than 100,000 people took to the street in London on Saturday. In what believed to be the largest anti-immigration protest in British history. Organizer called it Uniting the Kingdom Rally. Watch this from CBS News.
To London now, where today more than 100,000 people took to the streets in what's believed to be the largest anti-immigration protest in British history. Organizers called it a Unite the Kingdom Rally.
Good evening. A minute of silence was held for Charlie Kirk at the massive march in London, which drew an estimated 110,000 people. Marching through the streets of London, one of the largest right-wing demonstrations to take place in the UK in modern times. Organized by the far-right anti-immigration activist Tommy Robinson, it was billed as a celebration of free speech.
Illegal immigration is out of control, and we're losing our voice.
Amazing, huh? I was thinking about the girl that went to the rally, to the event there, the man arguing with her. Do you think if that same woman had showed up where Christ was when he was walking the earth, would he have argued with her? Think about it. You say you want to be like Christ. What would Christ do? I hear the Christians say. He would not have argued with that woman. He wouldn't argue with the devil in his mind or in others. Why don't you try another way, the right way? So they had the largest demonstration over there. They have the same spiritual issues around the world that as we are having here in the United States. Evil says and does the same thing to all people as does truth. But only a few want the truth. So close by that particular rally in Britain, there were a counter protest by anti-racist activists. Watch this from CBS News.
Close by, a much smaller counter-protest organized by anti-racism activists.
I'm just ready against racism.
So close, at one point, that right-wing marchers began throwing things at them and pushing police. But some demonstrators were looking beyond Britain's borders. Among the Union Jacks and St. George's crosses were MAGA hats and American flags.
Me and my partner decided to have an American flag as well to show our solidarity with America, basically, and the relationship that we have, and more specifically because of the death of Charlie Kirk.
Do you feel a connection to Charlie Kirk?
I like what he stood for. I like his integrity.
London's Metropolitan Police said a number of its officers were assaulted by the right-wing demonstrators, Jerika, and that 25 people were arrested.
Amazing. Do you now see two devils fighting one another? Neither are serving any purpose for the good. It's only thrills. It's only thrills. It's time to wake up. If not now, when? When? Let me go to your friend and my friend, Della, out of Virginia. Della, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Della. Amazing.
Amazing. Well, I had a situation this morning. I wanted to take something back to a store, and I thought for sure I had the right receipt. So I just went to the counter and said, I want to return this. And the lady said, you know, this doesn't match the receipt. I said, gosh, I'm sure I bought it here. Are you sure? Anyway, went on for a few minutes and she said, no, I'm sorry. I don't have the right receipt. I said, okay. So I still didn't believe her. So I walked over to where I bought it from to make sure I bought it from there. And as I passed the candy aisle, I could hear the thoughts in my head saying, boy, you're mad. You should get a couple of pieces of candy. You know, just to satisfy you. And I thought, oh, my God, that's true. Like, I was upset, not a lot, but enough that I was listening to the thoughts in my head telling me to react to it.
Yeah.
And maybe I was right, and I was going to shove a couple of chocolate bars down. I thought, I don't want to do that. So it was a very interesting experience. It was very brief, and I didn't react to it. But I thought, God, you're so right when you say that. Like, the thoughts are crazy, and they're constant, and they're overwhelming.
And, Della, if you pay attention to that, if you practice paying attention to those thoughts and don't react or call them you, you're going to be amazed at what you will see, but you will also be amazed that you'll realize, reflect, one day you will have overcome them. They have no room. They will have no authority over you at all. They will be gone. That's amazing. A little simple thing like that are what you should pay attention to.
Yeah, I was listening maybe to the first part of your show this morning. Were you interviewing the woman on Punchy TV? Was that this morning?
No, that was Mimi on my show here this morning.
Okay, so you were talking about Charlie Kirk's wife when she spoke, and the lady was saying,
oh, so you saw that punchy sign that was behind her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But what she was talking about when she was kind of talking about Charlie Kirk's wife and maybe it wasn't her, you know, and she made a few comments about that. And I thought, is that a woman, like, reacting to another woman? Like, we automatically go against another woman. You know what I mean? Like, our first thought when we see another woman, whoever it is something negative about her. And maybe she shouldn't have done, I don't know, but I just thought about that and I said, wow, is she reacting like with a, you know, like how women kind of disregard other women or we automatically want to put them down?
What Mimi was dealing with, the issue of, and I had asked a question in fellowship and this morning about Charlie's wife in his speech, her speech she gave, it sounded like she was inserting herself as the next leader of Charlie's movement. And she did it, if she's doing that, we'll wait to see. But she did it by giving a very emotional speech. And Black people call an emotional speech a powerful speech. But an emotional speech is just an emotional speech. A powerful speech is what Christ gave. But that's a different story. And so she was just responding to that. And she wasn't even sure if that's what Charlotte Kirk's wife was trying to do yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope there's a strong man.
Yeah.
You know, in line to step up. I really do, because I can't stop listening to all the clips from him and his interactions with everybody. It's just
right.
Such a wonderful person. It's heartbreaking, but.
And the men that seem to be involved in his movement, I'm sure some of them over the years have worked closely enough to him for at least one man to take over instead of allowing a female to take it over.
I'm sure of it.
I hope so.
I really hope so. But yeah. I'm still reeling from it. You know what I mean? It was such a horrible thing.
And it was, especially when you see it happening, that made it even worse.
See,
it's
I'm
different
so
if you had heard about it, but when you really saw the guy neck getting shot like that in the neck, it has a different impact on you. That's for sure.
I don't want to see it. I can't see it.
You haven't seen it yet.
It's kind of like no. Remember, you were talking with somebody on your show about unseeing things.
Yes.
I don't think I could ever unsee. I couldn't unsee that. I don't want to see it.
Right on.
It was heartbreaking.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that you see it either. Well, you
okay,
stay with
you.
It, Della. Stay with it. Just watch those thoughts. Watch those thoughts. And I'm telling you, you will end up with a clear mind. Your whole life would be that way.
I know, but Jesse, it was such a little thought. It was little.
Yeah.
But it was real. I mean, like, it was like a half an hour ago, and I'm still, you know, dealing with it. It was bizarre. Anyway, thank you so much. Love you, and can't wait to see you.
Love you, too. Stay with it, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Amazing. Brandy, you're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, my question was, do you guys think this is a distraction for something bigger?
What is?
Oh, sorry. Charlie Kirk. Death.
I had not thought of it that way. And something bigger like what, for example?
Like, they're keeping our attention on, you know, like how the news, everything's on Charlie Kirk right now, so they're keeping our attention on him as maybe they're planning something like a terror attack. Larry in the snake pit, shout out. He was saying that somebody got their head chopped off in Texas.
Yeah, I had that story coming up. You know, the one thing for sure, I don't know if they planned anything like that. But one thing, when you're distracted like this on this one thing, other bad things are happening behind the scene. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I don't know if you, I'm sure you noticed that in New York, the Muslims were ripping down our American flags. So there's stuff going on around us that we're not paying attention to. And we need to be aware. Like, I think that everyday people need to be aware, because I think I'm pretty sure they are planning an attack in multiple cities. Because that would be way worse than 9/11 if they attacked multiple cities at the same time.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know what to do.
Well, I don't know if they planned that, but I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest, because our enemies are living within our country now, and anything is possible at this point.
Yeah. I was thinking also about Charlie Kirk over the weekend, is that he kind of reminds me of Jesus in a lot of ways. You know, they keep comparing him to, like, MLK and JFK and all these people that were, like, assassinated. But all those people had scandals around them. I can't remember. sharing anything about scandals or with him, with Charlie.
Jesus had scandals around him in his days, too. Some people thought he was a drunk.
Oh, I don't remember hearing that part.
Yeah, he drank wine. And they were he drank somebody's wine. At some point, people thought he was a drunk.
Well, then maybe Charlie's better, because I have not heard anything bad about him. But he kind of reminded me of Jesus. And, like, you know, they thought that Jesus killing him was going to, you know, stop the movement. But it just put a fire under it. And you can kind of see the same thing
what
with Charlie.
What movement is Charlie's movement? What was that? What was it about? Hold on.
I think it was about waking people up.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on Pure.net. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The guy with the good hair. Lord, don't let the hair fall out. Am I going to say guy with the good hair then? What am I going to say if your hair should fall out?
Just keep saying it. It'll be funny.
Amazing. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then they call him amazing. They call him wonderful. They call him mighty. Some even call him energy from God. And others call him the American anchor baby. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report, on fire. He's on fire. From 11 to 1, you don't want to miss it. Really. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report. I noticed that the American Anchor Baby hair is getting really long. He looked like a Jew. Nothing wrong with looking like a Jew, but a Mexican that now look like a Jew. Are you Mexican, Anchor Baby?
Something like that.
What do you mean?
Basically.
Are you Mexican?
No, I'm not.
What do you mean? Something?
By basically, I mean no, I'm not.
The Anchor Baby looked like a Jew with that long hair, and he looked like that guy, the crypto guy. What was his name?
Sam Bankman-Fried.
He looked like Sam Bankman-Fried.
Just call me Sam.
I know. At 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. I want to go quickly back to the busy phone. There's so much to do in the short time that we have. Brandy, what was his Kurt? His name Kurt? Charlie Kurt's movement. I keep hearing about his movement. What was his movement?
I believe that his movement was trying to wake up the youth. So, you can kind of already see that out playing after his death. Like, everybody's talking about him. You see people watching him. And that's really what you want to go for, is because they're the ones that have the future, is the youth. I noticed his Instagram went from 4 million to 11 million since his death. So you have everybody, and you're going to have, I can already see it, you have these young folks now looking at and listening to him, like, what did he just die for? He just risked his life for what? And they're going to start, like, investigating it themselves, and they're going to see that he's not a bad guy. And that they've been lied to.
Do you think a woman should take over his movement, or a man?
I think a man. I think she should just maybe hire people. I think that she could be behind the scenes. Maybe
Why?
As like a secretary.
Why do you need her behind the scenes? She got to raise her children.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she needs to be. I'm just saying, if she wants to be, I think she should just be behind the scenes. Like, maybe have some input or thought of, like, maybe a direction. But I think that they should hire guys. And I think that a lot of people are going to volunteer to speak out. You're going to see, I can already see it. You can see this youth is going to start speaking up for him and searching for the truth themselves.
Well, how do you tell what the future is going to bring and the death and this? How do you know all that going to happen?
I don't know, Jesse. I can just see it. I can see it already.
You can see the future?
Yeah. I am a seer, baby.
You can see the future?
No. A little bit.
But how can you see a future that doesn't exist?
I think God can show you a glimpse of the future.
Well, why would God show you something that doesn't exist?
To put you on the right path?
No. God put you on the path now, in the present, not in the future. In God, there is no future.
Well, we'll see, we'll see in the future if Brandy's right.
Just have a way to see. Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate it.
No worries. I'll call back. Thanks.
Okay, absolutely. Let's go to your friend, my friend, and the world's friend. Everybody's friend, Pearl, out of Chi-Town. The one and the only. Pearl Davis. Hey, Pearl. Pearl?
Hello?
Is this Pearl?
Yeah, this is. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
No woman is good. All is well.
Yeah, everything's good. I'm not in Chicago anymore, though. I moved.
Oh, you did? You finally moved?
Yeah, I moved. You remember? Yeah, I told you. I was at my parents' house, and then I was like, I guess I'll move out. So
what is it like now that you moved out?
I don't know. It's only been a few days, so cool so far. Yeah. No, because I was demonetized for a year, so I went home, and then now they remonetized me, so I'm back. Right. I had no choice, Jesse. Yeah.
Well, I wish you well.
Thank you. It's interesting because I saw your tweet about Charlie Kirk's like wife taking over the movement.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the same thing, but I don't know. She just had her like husband die. So I didn't really say anything because I was like, maybe I should just sit this one out. But I was thinking the same. I don't mean to make light of it, but when I saw your tweet, I was thinking the exact same thing, because it's just kind of weird it's just kind of weird the way people have gone about it. It just feels like they're, like, making money off of his death, and I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me.
Yeah, it's not love, that's for sure. And let's say that this woman was mourning. She was, like, as sad as the people think that she were, right? Mm-hmm. Why would she take a moment like that to insert herself into a man's role? You know, who think about that when they're grieving over their husband?
Yeah, that was kind of my thought, too.
Yeah.
And I just don't think putting a woman in charge is really a good idea. I just have only seen that go south for everything ever.
Yes. If they put her in at leadership of Char's organization, it's going to be over. It's over. It's not going to work.
Yeah. Do you think there's ever a time when women should be in, or like, because you see a lot of women now stepping in like men's roles. Like, is there ever a time when they don't have kids that you think that's okay?
No, a woman should never be head of a man, of men, because it's just not in her nature. And every time it happened, the men suffer for it. For an example, look at what's happening in my country right now. They're giving these positions, leadership positions to women. These women are taking jobs away from men. They're hiring other female with crazy ideas. And the world, they're accepting things that men would never accept. And things are only getting worse. Nothing is getting better. Everything think of, Pearl, is breaking and falling apart.
No, do you know what? You are one of the only other people that says that. Because I always say it's not going to get better. Like, I think it's just going to get worse.
Yes.
And, like, I don't see, and, like, things will happen, like, events like this. And people get emotional and they think, like, things will change. But, like, the thing is, I've followed the pro-life movement from the time I was young. Like, my mom was very pro-life, and I like, went to that stuff when I was young. And I've only seen women kill more babies over time, and they would always, like, sell to me that it was going to get better. And I'm like, I don't know. Now they're, like, publicly tweet, like, they're literally taking videos of their abortions. Like, yeah, I don't know, guys.
That's a good point.
No, and that's the thing. So I would watch, like, the pro-life movement take money from people and kind of sell you hope, and you would think it would get better. But then, like, you know, I met a girl, like, I've met women that have had, like, 4 abortions, you know, and they don't care. And I'm like, I don't see them, like, I don't see any repentance. I don't see, I don't know. I just, and that's kind of what I see with this is I don't predict that this will really improve much.
No, it won't.
Because I don't think women will give up the power that we have, even in his organization, you could say, but also in, like, society. I just don't see women giving up power. I don't. Why would they? Go ahead.
They won't. And you mentioned this quote unquote pro-life movement. When it a long time ago, the movement was under the control of men. But then the men allow women to get in and take it over, and it just went to hell in a handbasket. It got worse. It did not get better. I literally know women now who have had so many abortions, I don't even want to count them. It just got worse. And then they have these morning after pills, and they have all this kind of stuff going on. It didn't get better. It got worse.
Well, and they celebrate the people that made the worst decisions, too. So there's no incentive to be a good person. Like, because, like, you know, if these movements, a lot of times, they just this doesn't apply in maybe Kirk's case, but for the pro-life movement, they'll hand the microphone to, like, women that had, like, 5 abortions, and then they're like, oops, sorry. And I'm like, what's the incentive? What's the incentive to not do that if you just hand the microphone to the people that, like, made the worst life decisions ever?
Yeah, that's a good point. Absolutely. What a mess!
Yeah. But
the emotions are going to die down with the Charlie Kirk situation. Emotions are going to die down. They're not going to be all fired up the way they are right now. It will fade. And then you're going to see the reality. If this woman takes over, his wife takes over, it's not going to work. Men are going to walk away from it. People are going to she's going to make bad decisions for it. It's just not going to work at all.
What do you think this means for, like, YouTubers and content creators? Like, I think this is going to change the precedent forever, because I think this is something that, like, is always going to be in the back of, like, conservatives' heads. Do you think that, you know, do you think it's going to change the way people make content forever?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that because I'm not as familiar with content and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know at this point, to be honest. I'm not as caught up on all that as Hake and the Anchor Baby. You guys are, so I just don't know. What do you think about that, Hake, of the Hake Report?
I'm going to try to be nice and disavow everything. I don't know. There's guys who are digging in more. There's this guy who was on my show. He's a young man. I'm blanking on his name. I was just looking at him. But he's kind of digging in more, talking on college campuses. Should people get killed for their opinions? But I think it is a concern for a lot of people.
What do you think, Anchor Baby? Are you a content creator?
You know, I hadn't thought about it, to be honest. So hearing Pearl's question is interesting. I didn't think about changing personally, for example, like any of what I'd be doing. Yeah. Not saying that I should or shouldn't. I just hadn't thought about that.
It definitely.
I guess if I put it this way, like Jesse, if you were to do a college tour, because I mean, I've seen you do debates and stuff like that. Personally, like if I was going to go out with a crazy sign or something like I've done before, I'm going to have to think like twice. And I would imagine that if you guys did a college tour or something like that, you probably would too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I see what you mean by that. Absolutely.
It's kind of like after 9/11, there was TSA and airports forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a similar thing. I feel like now it's like after this, they almost won in a way because conservatives are going to have to think twice.
Yeah.
They're going to be violent and we won't.
And you probably see less men on the street things happening too, because these people have guns and they are violent and they don't care. And they have that anger, and it's nothing for them to try to take you out now. What a mess, Pearl.
I know. The other question I had, you always talk about like not being angry back. Do you ever think that at times, how do I put it? Like, is it ever weak to walk away from a fight?
Now, if you mean physical fight, you know, that has to be determined during the situation. You may have to walk away because you can get killed or what. But if you mean spiritual fight, where you lay your weapon down and you never, ever, ever, ever get angry, you're not walking away. You're just not participating in evil because evil wants you to participate so it can stay alive. And so you're not walking away. You're letting the light of God fight the darkness for you. We can't do anything about a spiritual fight. It's not up to us.
Yeah. I mean, I was just curious because it just seems like they get more violent because they know that conservatives aren't going to do anything back, you know?
No, they get more violent because they know conservatives are going to do something back. They know that the conservative Christian people are going to overreact in one way or another. If the conservative just ignored them, then they would go away and they would fight each other.
Oh, it's kind of like nagging women in a way.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm like, you know, they're like women nag, and then you just, like, if you fight back, then it gets worse. And if you
absolutely
ignore them, then they just eat each other. We just eat each other.
Like, that's right. And I promise you, if the conservative people, if they were true conservative and true Christians, they would not fight back. And those people that come after them, they would have to walk away and they have to turn on each other. They will fight each other.
Yeah.
Because evil needs a thrill. It needs a reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Amazing. Pearl, I appreciate you calling me. Tell the folks how to get to your show, your site.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want, I do streams every night. It's Pearl Daily on YouTube, Spotify, and on Twitter, Pearly Things with a Z.
Well, you stay with what you're doing. I know you hate it for what you're doing, but some people love it. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Did you forgive your mother?
Yeah, I told you I did.
Oh, good. How did that go?
I mean, she crashed out. You know.
Amazing.
It's always a crash out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, because of time, I got to run, but good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Over on.
That was Pearl Davis, folks. Check her out.
Pearly okay. Things with a Z on X. Nice. Hatchet coming on X says, I got mad at you earlier over your tweet, your post on X. About Charlie Kirk's wife.
Right.
But now I see her making Instagram videos of him in his casket, which is very weird. My mom or sister would never do that in a million years. Maybe you're right.
Who made that video?
Charlie Kirk's wife.
I saw that video where her... She, and the man dead, and she all kissing on the hands and carrying her like, that's love. That's nasty. That's gross. That's all ego. This woman is up to something. I don't care what y'all say. And she's using this for personal gain. Really. Thank you, though. I'm glad you see where I'm coming from.
Nice. Thank you, Hatchet, coming over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App. Larry took 33 hours to find the killer. What if? And then he doesn't elaborate.
That's right. I made no if. If a fraud didn't have a glass, he wouldn't have broken when he jumped. But no ifs. Right on. Thank you.
Jesus, thank you, sir, as always.
Yeah.
Anthony Black, oh, I already read that one. Larry says, my heart is heavy. This burden is heavy, he says.
You should not have a heavy heart. What the? Let it go. Really. Thank you.
Anthony says, female mess in the USA is a disaster.
And it's going to get worse. You haven't seen anything yet. Really, going to get worse. Let me take a quick pause. I got to think. DJ Sherry, hey. S-H-E-R-I, right? That's Sherry, right?
Yes.
DJ Sherry, I got the gift that you sent me.
DJ Sherry Strawberry?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say her whole name.
Oh, doxed.
What made you say the whole name?
Because it's a, use, I don't know, my bag.
DJ Sherry, I didn't say your whole name. I didn't know he was going to say that either. But thank you for the gift. I absolutely appreciate it. It is an amazing gift, too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I had planned to thank you last week, and I forgot. So thank you, DJ Sherry. I appreciate it.
Peter 80 says, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Becca 0408, rest in peace, Charlie. Dove emoji, white heart.
Right on. May his soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Aries 1, no message.
Thank you.
Madi, happy Sunday, everyone. This is during church. To Jesse and to the crew, much love. Rest in peace to Charles Kirk. May God bless his soul. Thanks, hands, heart emoji.
Right on. There's a video, someone mentioned a video just now, of his wife, look like she kissing his hands in the casket and carrying on. Now, I don't know if she did that or if she put it out or whomever, but it's not good. It's not pretty at all. Amazing. Thank you.
Kohlberger Art, this reminds me of the Abel and Cain story. Charlie, who was favored by God, killed by the unfavored. No tear from me, Jesse. Thoughts are evil and knowledge is the gateway to thinking, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't know if he was favored by God, but thank you.
Krevin on Rumble. During Jesse Lee Peterson live on Rumble, amazing.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
See Me asks, do you feel the same about other forms of corruption by parents? Is there somewhere you draw the line when you're talking about parents allowing their children to go to transgender learning and LGBT learning?
Yeah. Parents are supposed to be living an example for their children, which should be of love, right? And then kids will grow up according to the parent, what the parents are. But the parents are not that, so the children are growing up like the parents. And the parents don't love their children. And it's no one else's fault or responsibility if they allow that to happen. That's what they want for their children, and they have a right to do that. Really. Amazing. Thank you.
Triple T says, evil knows no bounds.
That's for sure.
Kayla, amazing fellowship. Thank you.
It was mind-blowing. Thank you. RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Aaron G., who is Jesus Christ?
That's right, your brother. Amazing. And the Son of God. Thank you.
Jermaine, on last week's biblical question,
Are you a follower or a leader?
I am both a follower and a leader, a follower of Jesus Christ who fully relies on his Father in heaven, and by doing that, a leader by example.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jermaine says, that's what I would like to say, but I'm not fully there yet. That authority I don't have all the time as is yet.
There you go. Thank you.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Notice how the right is not out peacefully rioting the streets, just humble and moving forward maturity.
Yeah. Thank you.
T. Smith for coffee. Hearts over the face.
Amazing. Thank you, T. Smith.
Curly for church service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Orlando, good morning and God bless.
Good morning and God bless you. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 Gold Pills. Shout out to Mimi. Hey.
I know. Mimi is something else. She did very well for the first time on radio. That was amazing. Thank you.
Larry, women tell everybody business for an hour, then ask, what are you doing?
Telephone, telegraph, telewoman. Three ways of communication. Thank you.
Mike Young said, hey, Mimi, what you think about Jesse's dream team?
Thank you, Mike. Amazing.
Larry, good to know Jesse and Hake cried. Now I don't feel left out. What about it if the guy with hand signals behind Charlie and his wife was Miss Arizona 2012? I don't know what you're saying.
Max. I have no idea.
But yeah, she was Miss Arizona.
Who?
Charlie Kirk's wife was Miss Arizona.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
The left wants to get rid of guns, but love using them.
That's for sure.
A generous 10 coffees from Eric.
Thank you.
Jesse The View, South Park, CNN, Jasmine Crockett, AOC, Van Jones, Roy Reed, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, the rest of the circus portray Trump and Charlie Kirk as misogynist, racist, hateful, fascist, white supremacist, Nazis. And then both are targeted by assassins.
Oh, this is hell on earth. It's right here on inside of human beings. Thank you. That's amazing.
Eric says, how can the First Amendment coexist with the left tirelessly spreading lies that radicalize the mentally ill? Circus dizziness and clown.
What a mess, huh? Amazing. Thank you.
Larry, Netanyahu wanted a stake in Turning Point weeks before Charlie's organization.
I have not heard anything like that. Amazing. I'm not aware of that at all. Thank you.
Me neither. Mio is a cute dog. Kappa. Jesse, what time do you get up in the morning?
At 3 a.m. Amazing. Thank you.
Larry, a beheading in Dallas over a washer not working?
I have that. We didn't get to it today, but if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we will tomorrow.
Mio is a cute dog. How many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb? None. They all sit in the dark and cry.
Thank you. I don't know what an emo kid is.
Aries 1, thank you for the gold pills over on pilled.net.
Thank you.
Jules M, having Mimi on today was amazing.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Eugene, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
The Great White Pope, happy Sets Dealer Monday.
Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. You'll appreciate them. It's
thank
all
you all. I am so out of time. It's amazing how fast time goes. Michael from Colorado. Andy from New Jersey. Brandon from New York. And then somebody, William from somewhere from overseas. I am so out of time. If the Lord is willing and the creek will rise, I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for your super chat. We'll finish up the rest. And your support. And stay with it, folks. It's a battle inside of you, not outside, inside. All right? Take care. And a Hake Report is coming now. Then the American Anchor, baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything.